gotten quite such an applause before. I've done a lot of things, but this is the first time I feel like I've done something worthwhile. First of all, thank you all for being here. Shahrukh and I were walking when a bunch of Googlers just did a flash dance, and Shahrukh joined in the back as well. So thank you all for coming here today. We are also live streaming this. So it's being watched live in YouTube. YouTube India is live streaming it, as well as Google Plus, Hangouts on Air. Shahrukh needs no introduction, but he is one of the most popular and acclaimed actors in India. He has done a lot of things. He's not just an actor. He's a producer. He's a philanthropist. He has been given the Padma Shri Award by the government. He has starred in over 50 films, started his career in 1992 with Deewana. Most of you probably know this better than me. And he has also won the UNESCO Award for all his philanthropic work as well. They had a great show last night. A bunch of my friends were there. And Shahrukh just told me it was their last show. And so they partied hard late last night. So he's probably a bit tired, but I'm very, very glad he's here. So let's welcome Shahrukh onto the stage.
This is overwhelming, first of all. I never expect... Thank you, I love you too. So yeah, that's it. When I come to America, it's the love and the number of ladies who are ready to marry me. And what is surprising is this time I'm not saying no. Especially everyone here.
I'm worried because my wife went to your show last night, so...
Well, thank you very much for having me over here and all of you, and sorry to keep you waiting, but we were kind of partying till very late because this was our last show last night. And we've done 6 shows all across America, and now we head back and go to London, do a show, and then back to the promotions of our film, Happy New Year. But it's been wonderful, and thank you for having me over here.
Well, thank you for coming. I think a lot of people are curious about what drew you to acting and how did the journey start. And for me particularly, one of the things that struck me is how much you have a connection with the common person in India, the common man, common woman in India, and the connection you have with all over the country. So can you talk a little bit about it?
I never wanted to be an actor, actually. I was wanting to be either a software engineer or... Not really. Oh, that time it was a very new word. It wasn't as easily spoken as now. And so I did give my entrance exam in the IIT. And it seems like a joke, yeah, but I did. I look stupid. I'm not. I'm really telling you. And just to let you know, I did electronics. I got 98, which is the highest in India ever. But those were the days of diodes and triodes. It wasn't with the chips and things.
Anytime you want to switch careers, let me know.
I'd love to, yeah. And then I wanted to be in sports, and then I really didn't want to act. And in film especially, I kind of not looked down upon it, but never thought I'm cut out for Hindi cinema. I did a bit of English theater with Mr. Barry John in Delhi. I'm from Delhi. And then I... And I and then I hurt myself, my lower back. And one thing led to the other. There was a play being done in, I don't know, the people from, all the girls from Delhi, Lady Shri Ram College. Yeah. So there's a girls' college. And they needed 7 boys to act with 85 girls. And I happened to be one of the... And I got a job as a principal dancer, not as an actor. I had one line, Annie, Get Your Gun. It's a very famous play. And I got a line in it, which I said, Annie, I have a letter for you. And it started like that. And, I continued with theater. Television became big in India. And then something sad happened. My parents expired. And I said, okay, I won't stay in Delhi. I was feeling sad. So I went over to Mumbai for a year. I told my friends, I'm back in 1 year. I'm going to do 5 films, get over the sadness. And it's been 25 years. I'm still not going back to Delhi. I'm still there. So so my growth has been of someone who's not really thought out that I'll be an actor. It just happened. One thing led to the other. And I'm... And I don't know if I'm a good actor or not, if I act well, if I do well or not, but I... I don't ever describe the process too seriously. I think it's very boring for people to hear how the art works. I truly believe, you know, the art is much more important than the artist. And I'm very humble about the fact that so many people like me, and I'm very, very grateful. So what I do is I take things from life and, you know, just continue acting, have fun, smile a lot, and share a lot. I think acting is about giving. And I think somehow that's made people like me a little more than the talent I have.
Okay. Explains why so many people identify with you. You've done such a diverse range of films. What's the most challenging role you've done? Why? Can you talk a little bit about that?
It's always the next one. Yeah, it's never the one that I've done, because if I've done it, then it's over and done with. And however badly I may have done it, but it's no longer a challenge. But I find the one thing that I want to do in cinema for the last 25 years now, because I've been working and I don't know how to extend and give back to cinema, Indian cinema specifically. So I want to make it technologically a little more advanced than it is. So what I like to do is try and do films with a lot of visual effects in them. I have a small department of visual effects, and I want to enhance filmmaking in India so that, you know, technically we can be at par with international cinema, especially Hollywood. And of course, we need to make them shorter and have less songs in them for people to watch them. Okay. So we'll keep them as long and no songs in them. More songs and longer films now. But I just want to, you know, for me, the toughest have been films which I've produced, actually, because people didn't think these are the films that will work, a film like Ahsoka, and they all flopped miserably. So let me tell you, they were films nobody wanted to back. There was a film called Ravan, which I made, which I really wanted to make so that I could, you know, advance the technological part of it, and difficult film to make. And now this one. As an actor, I don't know, no role is difficult, because I don't, you know, I don't have a method that I follow. I just take instances from life, meet people, and I meet so many people, and I love people. I love the hugs, I love to kiss them, I love to talk to them, and yeah, we're doing the kisses afterwards. so I just get to know people, and then somewhere down the line, whenever a role is given to me, I kind of take from life and, you know, use it. And yeah, sometimes it's over the top, sometimes people think it's too simplistic, but I think it reaches out to everyone, touches everybody's hearts, and people identify with it. So films like Chak De were nice, Swades. Mm-hmm. I like Don, I find him very sexy.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the work you do outside of movies too. There is the Shah Rukh Inc., which is, you know, the whole KKR and, you know, how you've done there, and you've been very successful with Red Chillies as well. So talk a little bit about the KKR journey. How did the IPL journey all come about? And I know I've always seen you in the video, always there supporting the team, and they've done
supporting
very well.
And desperately supporting the team. Now, like I said, I wanted to be a sportsman, and this whole thing started about leagues. There are three things I really like. I like entertainment, I like children, and I like sports. These are three things that really turn me on. Nothing else, actually. I'm not much of a sightseer. I'm not much for travel. I'm very boring. I'm very, very boring. If there are three things that I like, it's like watching films or video games, you know, watching sports, or children. I love children. So whenever there is a thing that I can involve myself now, because I've kind of done well for myself and I have a little extra money. So whenever there's something, I get an opportunity to invest in any of these things, I always do without thinking of the business aspect of it. So business-wise, I don't know if they're doing well or not. My team is here, they'll tell you. I have to keep working hard and bringing the money in. But VFX was part of entertainment. IPL was because I like sports and I really wanted to play. I wanted to be a football player or a hockey player. And it sounds very pompous. When I couldn't become a player, I thought, let me just go ahead and buy a team instead. But I did for my kids.
That's the way I think as well. So, no.
Yeah, I said, let's go and buy a team. My kids liked it. We were sitting one day and they said, we should have a league team because of the English Premiership League and all. And I just went and bought it. And I remember we were to bid for it the next morning at 11 o'clock. And the bidding was very high, much more than I could afford or I still can afford. And all big corporates were doing it. And I was awake, and I was hoping somehow my bid is not accepted because I didn't have the money. So I just went ahead, and after I bought it also, we lost so many years and so pathetically that I became very sad. The business was bad and the game wasn't being won, and it's been a roller coaster ride. But, you know, I stuck around with it for 3 years now, and 5 years. and somehow things have turned. Because I truly believe, and some of you are younger here and you should know this, I don't want to sound philosophical and as if I'm giving you a lecture, but just when you think things are going to go wrong, if you hold on to them, they kind of turn around. Just that last brink is always the most important one.
You mentioned education as well, and I know you've done work there. What do you think about where education is in India? There are so many young students coming through. How do you think technology can help? This is what a lot of us work on, so.
You know, I don't think there is anything more important than education. And, you know, I'm very keen that my kids are very educated. And now with technology and this accessibility, and, you know, education has become, there used to be a time, and still is, I'm sure, to specifically specialize in XYZ and, you know, you have to be a scientist, you have to be a doctor, you have to be an engineer, and those things are important. But I think the overall development happens when you can educate yourself in a more round way, and I think technology can help there. Just the fact, I'll be very honest, I know I'm sure everybody comes here and says that, I don't want to, I'm not saying it because I'm here, but I feel I don't need a teacher or a book since Google's been there. Uh-huh. You know, I find myself so much more educated in the last few years because of Google. I've got a yearning for learning. I really do. I mean, and some of it, you know, some of it, like, there's a church next to my house which says, whatever answers Google doesn't have, God has. And yeah, it says that every day I pass it. And I think it's one of the nicest thing. And if you guys can extend just beyond the search engine, which my friend there is head of. but, you know, just being able to give people more access to more subjects and topics and make it fun, which you guys are. But I think technology and Google specifically today can really help education go far and wide to areas, especially in India, because, you know, the internet has still not gone out. There are areas where schools can't be constructed. And I think for India especially, it's very important that the youngsters are educated if we want to change the country, because we have everything going for us if we are just educated a little more or have access to education. So I would request everyone who's working at Google, figure out something specific, because you're the intelligent one and smart ones and the fun ones. Figure out some specific things for Indian education so that it reaches deep inside the heartland of India, because we need kids like you coming here and ruling the world.
We know you have a new movie coming up. It's not just Shark today. We have two other superstars to join us. So they're here for, you know, they're also doing show promoting their new movie. It's called Happy New Year. It's premiering for Diwali. So maybe you guys can talk a little bit about the movie, what the movie is about, why you're excited to be part of it.
The film is a heist film mixed with a dance competition. In easier to describe it, though the stories are not copied, though people will say that, but it Ocean's 11 meets Full Monty. I don't know if that combination can ever happen. But Farah Khan thought of the film where, like a regular heist film, you have one guy, a mastermind, so to say, who collects people with different specialities. Someone is a lock breaker, or somebody is a, obviously there's one, is it okay to say nerd here?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not one, but they all are. Right.
Or would I be pelted? you have one highly sophisticated, intelligent computer hacker. so on and so forth. Abhishek has a specialty which is really, really cannot be described, because it's gross. But you'll get to see it when you see it in the film. It's gross, the ability that he has in the film.
And special the specialty, power.
The special powers that he has. And I'll now, that's the film. So I'll request Deepika and Abhishek to tell you a little more about what they do. Deepika, as you will hear now, normally also sounds like this.
I didn't think I had that effect on people.
It's okay, it was an apple.
I'm really sorry, I can't say much today because I've lost my voice.
I think people are just happy looking at you, so you know.
We'll do it in dumb charades. Do it like three words. say, how are you? How? Second word? You. How are you? Oh, okay.
Abhishek, do you want to say a few words about the movie? And
no, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. And contrary to what everybody thinks, but we've actually haven't slept all night because we've all been so excited to come here. And yeah. But very honestly, just to see all the desis out there is way cool. I don't mean to sound too much of a nationalist, but it's just fantastic to see that you guys are literally running the world, man.
Yeah. So we do take questions which people have all submitted both internally and externally. And the most popular question was, throughout your career, who has been your inspiration for each of you and why? So if you could talk about that.
Me? My eternal inspiration has been yes, for me it's always been my father, and in whatever I do, anything that, yeah, I love him too, and he's actually very jealous that I'm here today. He's more of a computer geek than even me, so actually he must be blogging right now as we speak. So yes, it's always been my father. I think just for not just his professionalism, but just the kind of human being that he is, you know, his sense of morals and values are things that I've always admired, and I aspire to be like him. And whatever I do in life is always for my parents. And so they've you know, I think my parents and have been my inspiration always.
Pass. No, I get inspired by, I've always said this, and it may sound a little strange, but I get inspired not by special people, I get inspired by ordinary people. I find it is special, it's not special to be special, it's very special to be ordinary. And I see people who achieve so much with such little facilities at hand. I get very inspired by that. In terms of big people, of course, my parents died early, so but they were very good teachers. So some of the people I've liked may sound a little odd, but Muhammad Ali, I like the boxer.
Oh, there you go.
I really get inspired by his story. I get inspired by the story of Mother Teresa. And I've never had the opportunity to meet either of them, but whatever little I've read, and I make it a point to read about them, and that's why maybe sometimes I come across a little arrogant, because of Muhammad Ali, not Mother Teresa. But I like the way he has led his life. And but more than that, I think I just get inspired. You know, I find when I meet people, I ask them, you know, how do you come here for the shoot? And they say, we wake up at 5 a.m., we take a local train, we've cooked food, we've brought the kids to school, and now we've made it here at 8 o'clock, and when we pack up at 8, chances are we don't make it back home till 4 a.m. again sometimes. And I get really inspired by ordinary people. And that inspiration I take, that I've gotten fortunate now, and I'm no longer ordinary, and I should retain that ordinariness around me to be able to achieve a little more.
Another question which people ask is about YouTube. So how does the Bollywood industry look at YouTube? It's very popular in India. What do you think about YouTube? And there are many people who work on YouTube here, so.
Deepika will speak.
I'm feeling so useless. So sorry.
I think it's very, very cool. I think it's really fantastic. I get a little frazzled when I have to put that over 18 thing. That is a little confusing. You know, then you have that little, that word that you have to type what you can see.
Yeah.
With my eyesight, it's really, really difficult. It takes me about 5 times to tell them I'm 18 years old. Please, next time, if you find me putting in those numbers, no, I'm more than 18. Allow me to watch everything on YouTube, please. I'm a busy actor. I don't get to pick on the films I really want to watch, so I have to watch them on YouTube. But I think it's really, really nice. I spend my most fun nights actually are, you know, when my kids are back home And they're both grown up now. They're 16 and 14, my daughter, and the little one is still 16, 17 months. But our biggest source of entertainment is actually YouTube, because they find such amazing stuff on it, such amazing. More than movies and, you know, the, what do they call, the youngsters call them, what, epic fails and, the strange things, the comic stuff, some people trying to sing, dance. As a matter of fact, a lot of the dancing in the film when we were doing Happy New Year is about dancing from the heart, not being a good dancer, celebrating the fact that you don't know how to dance, but you just go ahead and dance, which 95%, 99% of the people are. We don't know how to dance, we just are happy dancers. And when Farah started making the film, the first thing I did is collected all the weird dancing from YouTube for inspiration. Actually, we wanted to start the film with that. So it's really the most entertaining part of the day when my son and daughter, they sit down and my son and his friends have some strange things that they find out on it, which I didn't know, you know, like some poker games and poker champs, their lifestyles. It's really amazing. I think the most entertaining time I have is on YouTube. So thank you, YouTube, for entertaining us.
While this is a lot of fun, we are holding about 2,000 people from lunch. This is where Google has lunch today. So unfortunately, we have to end this. So I am the most unpopular guy right now at Google. But we thank all of them for coming. Thank you for everyone on the live stream. See you all later.